You are listening to the official Hitch Dies in Cape Town podcast, episode 12! Alright, so it's been a couple weeks since you've heard Colin's voice, so say hi, Colin.
Hi.
What have you been up to? Let's start with you. What have you been doing while I've been gallivanting around Europe, etc.?
I did work, and I got sick, and I am still sick.
Yeah, so you're probably going to hear a lot of Colin's hacking cough.
So I have a cough, which is always bad. It's always bad to get a cough that lasts longer than a week when you're in a country where a lot of the population has tuberculosis.
And when you work in a lab that isolates tuberculosis.
Yeah, that works with TB. Yeah. So that's always bad, and that's disheartening. So I need to possibly get tested for TB, which would be horrible.
We really, really hope Colin doesn't have TB, but in the meantime, he just keeps acting.
In the meantime, I have this cough, which is annoying.
Yes.
And it's affected my running because I'm feeling really lethargic. This week, I decided not to run for like 6 or 7 days and then to try to recover. And I still have this cough, which is annoying and horrible.
I can confirm that it's both annoying and horrible.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's a dry cough, so maybe that's not as bad. But also a sign of TB. So it's probably not. And it's most likely not from work because I really haven't worked with TB anyway. And
good.
You wear a lot of safety equipment, so what I like to say, if you get TB, you probably get it, through your everyday life, which sucks. Well, I mean, in taxis or cabs or
right. But I came home.
Yes, Robin came home. That was awesome.
Which did not miraculously cure you.
It did not miraculously cure me.
I find kind of offensive, honestly.
It's true. I'm sorry.
I thought that my wifely powers would heal any ailment that you had.
You did make me soup, though, multiple times.
I made you soup before I left.
And what did we just have?
I made you soup that time out of laziness. Because they sell, this cylindrical bag of pre-chopped soup vegetables here, and you just add stock, and boom, you have soup, and it's kind of awesome. So I came home, and very shortly after I arrived was Colin's birthday.
Yeah, so we did a birthday party.
And what did
we
do?
It was really big. It was a really big birthday party. It had two very important guests. It's Robin and me, myself. I told Robin I wanted to have a birthday cake and have candles.
And I provided both of those things.
And I wanted to hang out, and I like grilled steak.
Yeah, so I went to several grocery stores because I thought it was a nice day outside, so I thought we could have a braai, and I wanted to buy some nice, inexpensive porterhouse steaks, but the first few grocery stores I went to did not have any good cuts of beef, so I was like, I'm going to walk a little bit further to this one grocery store that always has good beef.
That's right, my wife walks a little bit further for my birthday. When she says a little bit further, she means like a mile away.
It was about a mile away, yeah. So we had steak for dinner and these really good potatoes that we've been enjoying.
Yeah.
These like garlicky potatoes and some beer. And then the thing that I surprised Colin with, I was really happy I was able to pull off a surprise gift, even as lame as this is.
It's awesome.
I bought him Wrath of the Titans on DVD.
Oh, shit. That's the sequel to, what was it?
Clash
of the Titans. Yeah.
Yes. Because we had watched Clash of the Titans together when we first got South African cable.
It was the first movie we watched.
It was probably the first movie we watched here.
And it's totally awesome. If you want a movie about gods kicking ass and having titans, and if you want to see the motherfucking Kraken, Kraken skulls.
We liked that movie a lot. And then Colin was like, man, I really want to see the sequel now. And it just happened to already be out on DVD for his birthday, so I bought it for him, and I have never bought Colin a surprise present before and had a positive reaction. So when he saw that I bought him the Wrath of the Titans, he was like, oh, sweet! That's all I want.
Alright, okay. So yeah, so did a birthday party.
So the thing that was so great about Colin's birthday, though,
I was really excited for my birthday this year. And I'm never excited.
He never is. But it was
I got
just
super excited. I didn't talk to anyone about it at work at all. And then I got super excited to be done with work at like 4 or 5 or whatever. Or 16, 17, depending on By the way, one thing we should note is that Robin is really shitty at...
I am really bad at subtracting 12.
Yeah, so she doesn't know any times, and it's super weird. I'm always like, oh, we can meet at 15, and she's like, what is that? Is that 5?
That's 3, right?
Yeah, it's all 3, Tara. Right. Don't be a pretender.
It's hard for me. I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
I've already talked about that on the blog.
So the birthday was pretty sweet. We were able to FaceTime and video chat with my mom and my brother, which was really cool.
Yeah.
We fell asleep before. I could talk to my sister, so that kind of sucks. But anyway, yeah, so it was a good birthday. So that
was... No, the thing that was so awesome was that Colin kept saying, this is the best birthday ever. And I was like, really? All I did was buy you groceries and a cake and a DVD.
And you bought candles.
Yes.
And we lit the candles and sang birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, but you are way too easy to please for someone who seems really hard to please.
Well, that's what I wanted to do.
So, what did you do during the week? What was your main special event?
Oh,
it's
Feminist Men. Feminist Men Seminar.
Yeah.
Not a seminar. It was a group discussion for people, for dudes that consider themselves feminists.
Yes.
And I consider myself a feminist, so I went there and I talked. This is with Robin's friend who's studying gender things.
My friend Rachel, she's both of our friends, but I met her through a Practical Wedding commenting, and we've been hanging out a good bit. And she's doing gender research here, and her particular focus is on feminist men. So Colin is one of her end.
Yeah. So then it was interesting. So we met 3 days. We met on Friday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And it was really interesting. It was nice hearing some of their perspectives on things. I think it was, I don't know. I hope it was good that I was there because I guess I didn't really consider myself feminist until, like, you know, I started dating Robin. And it was just interesting, like, you know, I never had a revelation of feminism, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just kind of like, oh yeah, I agree in equality. But like, I'm pretty on the extreme where like, I get annoyed when like guys open doors for girls. I'm like, ugh, that's sexist. And so it's just funny because like bringing that perspective into those discussions and stuff.
But anyway, yeah, so Colin went to do this. He went to talk about his masculine femininity. And I was left at home to be super bored. So I'm glad that he has finished his contribution to that study. But I do really appreciate him doing that as a favor to Rachel and to me. So what else happened this week?
So it was good. Oh, we had Cuban cigars.
Yes.
So we bought them the weekend before my birthday. And then it took a long time to smoke them because...
We kept being ready for bed, and you don't really want to smoke a cigar right before bed.
And also this cough and shit.
If the nicotine hits you, yeah. So it...
You know, it wasn't...
And we kept putting it off. It was worse. And then we thought, like, okay, well, let's just save it for the 4-year anniversary of the day that we met, which was this Thursday. But then we went out for a date night that night, and when we got home, it was like, let's just go to bed instead.
We went out for a date night, and we saw Expendables 2.
We saw Expendables 2, which was great, and you can read my review of it on
Bitchflix.
Yeah, you're
going to pop that. You should pop a link there.
I will pop a link there.
We ate at some shitty Indian restaurant.
We ate at a terrible Indian restaurant that had very slow, very bad service, and had incredibly mild Indian food.
And what's also really good, though, about, you know, when you have shitty service here...
you can tip them like eight cents.
You can tip them like nothing, and you're not a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Also, like, we tipped them 10%, which is, like, the average.
I think that's normal here.
Yeah. But, like, for us, it's like, fuck you. Yeah. You could have gotten 20%.
But it doesn't bother them. It's such a great... It's the best of both worlds.
It's good, because they don't think you're dicks.
Yeah, but we came home, we didn't want those cigars. But my lesson to you is that if you have a reason to celebrate and you have some Cuban cigars, just smoke them. Just smoke them if you got them, because...
Just smoke them, even if it's late and you're tired.
Yes. Because if you wait one more day to smoke them, you might end up being sad that day. And then you're not smoking cigars out of celebration, you're smoking them out of consolation. And no one wants to do that. It's not nearly as good. Right?
I assume so. I've only smoked one set of Cuban cigars.
Well, anyway, I found out that the one website that I'm writing for in Cape Town here is going on hiatus, so I'm losing one of my main, air quotes, jobs for at least the foreseeable future. And that really sucks, and I'm really bummed about it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because it was the thing that I guess was making me feel the most like I was a contributing member to society.
Yeah.
So it sucks, because I guess I got, in air quotes, laid off from my air quotes job.
Yeah, so that's hard. So, but the Cuban cigars and some scotch, too, that was good.
Yeah.
That was a good
so
way
we
to...
smoked some Cubans, and we drank some scotch,
and... We watched some Buffy. Okay, so I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about,
the Joshua.
Body.
Yep.
Oh, Joshua. Fucking
Whenever
fucking
we
Joshua.
Watch Buffy, Colin refuses to accept that Joss Whedon's first name is actually Joss. And so whenever anything at all poignant happens, Colin goes, "Oh, Joshua.
Oh, Joshua." And then that body episode, what a son of a bitch.
The season 5 episode, The Body, which if you watch Buffy, you know well, and if you don't, you'll find out someday. Yeah, it's just it's a hard episode to watch, especially for me, and we watched it last night and cried a lot.
Yeah, anyway, it's hard, right? Like, it's... Buffy's mom is like... Buffy finds her mom dead.
Yeah.
But for anyone who doesn't know, Buffy is a vampire slayer. She's super tough. And she's a badass. She has her own issues, whatever. But her mom has a brain tumor, and eventually she dies, and Buffy finds her. And I feel like Joshua did a really good job of showing... Of showing how horrible that can be from, like, a first-person perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it that's hard for me is that I watched that episode with my dad before either of my parents died, and I remember my dad being like, "This is dumb," and giving up on watching it about 20 minutes in. So I have that strong memory of watching Buffy with my dad, and Buffy is a thing I really, really associate with my dad. We watched it together, and even after I moved out of home, we emailed each other extensively about every new episode. And then the actual episode that I remember my dad not liking just recreates so much of the experience of being there when my dad died. So it's just eerie and horrible. It's completely excruciating to watch, and I honestly can't believe I've watched it more than once since my parents passed away, but I have.
Yeah, because, like, before it, I was like, "Robin, we're gonna..."
We talked about skipping it.
I was like, "We should skip it." Robin's like, "No, let's do it." And so it, like, starts, and, like, Robin...
You started crying first.
So it starts off, and there's, like, one of those, like, really long shots where, like, they don't cut at all.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar. And it's just, like, her face and, like, what she does. And then calls the ambulance. And, like, her, like, mom is dead with her eyes open and shit. And, like, it's just super sad. And so then, you know, it made me think about, you know, what Robin had to deal with. And so it was really... So I started crying. And Robin was like, "Nah," or whatever. And so I, like, stopped early. And then it was, like, later on in the episode, they kept... fucking pandering to that, like, "Hey, this super sad shit happened. Fucking Joshua, son of a bitch." And they, like, anyway, it was super sad. And it was hard. So, yeah, so it was hard.
I mean,
hard night kisses.
Yeah, well, my understanding is that that episode came out of Joss Whedon's own experience with losing a parent. So
yeah, I mean, he did a good job. And I feel like he did probably a good job. I mean, not experiencing this stuff, you know, firsthand. But I feel like he did a good job also, like, showing, like, how friends of people that have these big losses react to it. You know, with, like, Will, like,
yeah,
not knowing what to wear. You know, like, this shit that just, like, doesn't really matter. But, like,
yeah,
in like, a friend's perspective, it does matter because it's, like, you don't want to do anything wrong. So, anyway, it was really sad.
It was sad. And then we cried ourselves to sleep.
Yeah, it was sad.
Okay, all right. So anyway, that's wrapping up this week,
or
this week and a half for the Hitch Dides in Cape Town, and we can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Oh yeah, we bought tickets too. That's for going home, so
yes,
we're excited about that.
But that's coming up in November. Kisses.
November.
And it's still August, so hold your horses. All right, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love kisses.
Welcome, Colin, back.
Welcome, Robin, back.
I've always been here. So then, I see that you have to lighten things up, Colin. I see you have on the list burp farts?
Burp farts. Yeah, what is going on with the burp farts?
What does that mean?
I'll, like, burp, and, like, 10 seconds later, Rob will be like, Colin, did you just fart? So, like, yes. For some reason, I have poop in my breath.
That's not new. That's just a part of our... That's part Tim? Of being married to Colin, is that sometimes your I say it normally as your burps smell like poop.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm pretty.
Okay.